So, that soccer game. Are you as emotionally exhausted as I am? Argentina are World Cup winners again, after what some are calling the greatest sports final ever. Yeah, hyperbole and sports, they go together. It was back and forth and then a penalty kick shootout. Let's talk about this game and this tournament with the Philadelphia Inquirer's soccer editor, Andrea Canales. And full disclosure, she did have a bit of a rooting interest here. Andrea, can I say congratulations?
Of course. I mean, I think Messi deserves it more than I do, since we're pulling for him.
I know you have Argentine connections. I texted a close friend of mine in Buenos Aires yesterday after the game, and all he could reply was, "I can't stop crying."
It was cathartic, I think, for anyone who has a connection to the country, how much they love the sport. It's just amazing to see the Hollywood ending that was too crazy for even Hollywood.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. So let's talk about the game. The Argentines went up 2-0, 2-0 in the first half. I mean, they bossed the French at the outset. How did they do it?
It was basically a culmination of all the potential we've seen from Argentina through the years. They did get that early penalty, and it allowed the team to relax because sometimes we've seen them tense up and make mistakes on the biggest stage and not play up to their potential. This time they were playing. That second goal was just such a beautiful connection of team plays. The passes were just, I mean, France is very good. They were the defending champions. I picked them to win last World Cup, and they were deserving defending champions. You know, defending champions usually have a letdown. They did not. If anything, in some games, in some ways, they looked better than they were when they won it in 2018.
And then, of course, yesterday in the second half, France comes roaring back on the back of you-know-who.
Mbappe, yes. Mbappe, in a three-minute span, they got a penalty of their own, and then they scored from the run of play. Again, a beautiful goal. And it's just coming so fast, right, when Argentina was in the letdown of giving up the penalty. I actually have to commend the ref because I think the calls were all valid. Even if I did have a slight rooting interest.
and, right. Well, right, the ref called three penalty kicks, right, during the game and during overtime.
Yes, and one was the handball, which can seem like an injustice because it caught the defender on the elbow. But then there was the redemption arc of that defender being the same one who actually hit the deciding penalty kick in the shootout.
Yeah, I mean, Hollywood could not have written this better from Argentina's perspective. But Mbappe got what's called the golden boot. He scored the most goals in this tournament. But the player of the tournament award went to one, Lionel Messi. By the way, they're teammates on the Paris professional club team. How special was Messi yesterday?
Incredibly. I think the whole thing about Mbappe, you know, winning the golden boot and scoring three goals, he scored every goal for France, and yet coming up just a little bit short is incredible. But also, Messi played well enough in the 2014 tournament to win the Golden Ball as the best player and yet lost out, obviously, on the World Cup. So that moment when he kissed the trophy and wasn't just holding something that said, "You're the best player, but no, you don't win the title." It's kind of interesting because they have to go back to the same club team and, I guess, commiserate along with Neymar. If you think about it, that just makes it all the more incredible that these three top players are all on one club team.
Yeah, this Paris PSG team, owned by Qatar, we should note. I want you to take a long view of this tournament. It began, of course, with a lot of controversy over human rights. When you kind of step back and think about the whole picture, what comes to mind?
I like to think in some ways a bit of a triumph of the human spirit in terms of, I think the attention that was called to it was justified and important because this stuff is happening around the world, and too often it's easy for people to close their eyes to it. And yet, even opening their eyes and actually allowing some things to change, because there were, and it can seem like, I just don't want to make the perfect the enemy the good in terms of the progress that was made, in terms of certain workers' rights causes were advanced, and there was some oversight, obviously not as much as there needed to be, but we can still have that ideal as the ultimate goal. I think anything that gets us thinking more about what's going on with everyone else around the world and gets us out of our bubbles. I mean, it's called the World Cup for a reason, because it really is the biggest international spectacle. And I'm glad the light was shown on things. But I'm also glad that people, for the most part, kept watching and saw these incredible games and saw the love and the passion for the world sport in a way that kind of was deserved on this biggest stage. And I hope they take away from that, because that was good in these ways. And the bad is stuff that we can work on and stuff that we can be inspired to make better.
Mm-hmm. Andrea Canales is soccer editor for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Andrea, great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Likewise, Scott. Thank you.